Let's talk to women and girls in Afghanistan about what life is like under the Taliban. Because some of the biggest changes in the last year target this half of the population.
حقوق خانما پایمال میشن
چون کسی بودم همیشه اکتیو بودم کار میکردم فعالیت داشتم حالا در چارچوب خانه
پوشش مثلا سرپوشش ما بیشتر از این که به فکر مثلا حکومت توی گپا باشن زیادتر فکسشن به سر حجاب گپای ما هستن
همه بخش ها منظم است یک زمینی کار بر ما مساحت نیست
Every Afghan woman and every Afghan girl has her own take on what's going on. And we've come to Afghanistan to hear from at least a few of them.
First, though, let's get a sense of what some of the new rules are under this Taliban government, many of which came from this place, the Ministry of Vice and Virtue, which replaced the old Ministry for Women's Affairs. It's rules like women aren't allowed to travel long distances without a close male relative. And in May, the Taliban said women had to cover their faces in full while in public. In fact, you'll see posters just like this one across the country. There have been other big changes too. Thousands of women have been stopped from going back to their government jobs. They're essentially being paid to sit at home. And then there's the issue of girls' education. Girls can go to primary school and university, but not secondary school.
Now, these rules are not totally black and white, and there's definitely some inconsistency with how the Taliban are applying and enforcing them. They also say the restrictions on school and work are only temporary, not official policy.
ما باید بگویم که اسلام برای خانم‌ها اجازه تعلیم داده. اسلام برای خانم‌ها اجازه کار داده. که اسلام اجازه داده باشه ما چطور میتونم
So then why are there all these restrictions? Well, the Taliban have given different reasons, like there are problems with girls' school uniforms, and they're working out how to separate men and women in government offices.
Isn't it as simple as putting women in one room and men in another?
Adiast kho amma ma pehlan waqa idara tamirat ham nadaram و دری پکر هستم
حکومت امارات اسلامی همه روزه دلایل خود میگه اما بر مردم افغانستان منطقی نیست پیش از 12 ماه است که دلایل یعنی یک دلایل میگه
تفسیر has taken on the Taliban directly on Afghan TV
حداقل مشوره شما از کدام بانوی مؤمن امروز زیادتر متضرر میدونین در اجتماع افغانستان کیها است بانو هست
Are you afraid at all though about speaking out
No I'm not afraid. Why we should be afraid? We're talking about something right. شجاعت از زیر داشته باشیم و حکومت امارات اسلامی همچنان دوست داره که واقعیت ها را بشنود تا بتانه آینده بهتر برای همه مردم افغانستان و خودشون تا بتانه حکومت بهترتر خوبترتر داشته باشه باید واقعیت ها را گوش کنه.
What you have to remember is that when the Taliban were in power in the 1990s, there were strict rules for men and women and violent punishment for those who broke them. Girls over 8 weren't allowed any kind of education, and women had to cover up completely. After the US invasion in 2001, the Taliban were kicked out, and a new constitution helped protect the rights of women. Over the last 20 years, access to education, work, and healthcare improved, especially for more well-off women living in the cities. But the Taliban see it as a time when Afghanistan was losing its core Islamic values. And now that they're back in charge, they say they're restoring Islamic order and governing in accordance with Islamic law, at least their interpretation of it.
در افغانستان 20 سال اشغال بود. سر مردم، سر نظره مردم، سر فکر مردم بسیار کار شد و ما کوشش میکنم پیش که گفتن که از راه توصیه ما ذهنیت مردم خود جور میکنم امی کوشش از امی خاطر است
And that position does have support, including from women
و یک نظام بسیار راسخ روان است 100% ما ایره قبول میکنیم که غرب نشینان فعلا دست از اینا در افغانستان کوتاه شد، از بین رفت. جامعه اصلاح پذیر است، اصلاح میشه. هر کی از ترس ازی که گویا ما در مزدر هم دور از اون میشه. دوره جمهوریت امتیاز برای خانم ها زیادتر قائل بودن، نگفته نباید گذاشت که در او دوره که بود از خانم ها سو استفاده های مختلف صورت می گرفت و خانم ها را مغزای از اینا را قسم شستشو کردن که فعلا وقتی که امارت اسلامی آمده اینا به کلن قبول ندارن.
But that idea that under the old government women were somehow not acting in accordance with Islam, well, a lot of Afghans reject that, especially when it comes to what women wear.
Have you changed the way you dress?
No, before I was like this, because I am Afghan woman, I am Muslim woman. Why I should change? Before I am like this, now I am also like this. I like my hijab, I like my Afghan culture. افغانستان یک کشور اسلامی است و می باشه، اما امروز حکومت امارات اسلامی که بعضی موارد داره میگه ما بیشتر بازم گپ خود تکرار میکنیم که مرد سالاری است.
We've been speaking to a lot of Afghan women and men who say we don't need the Taliban to tell us how to dress, how to behave, how to be Muslim and how to be Afghan. If they were here right now, how would you respond to that?
نه خیر، ما موافق نیستم، زیرا که تطبیق شریعت اسلامی و تطبیق نظام اسلامی، تطبیق احکام شرعی در جامعه اسلامی تطبیق میشه. در جامعه مردم میباشه که از بعض احکام اسلامی خوب تعلیم نداره، خوب فهم نداره.
خب اگر ما به چون من خودم از شرایط فارغ هستم، من این رو به خاطر از این میگم که یک زن در چوکات اسلام هم حق داره که کار بکنه. یکی از هدفهای ما هم همی بود که در پوزیشن بلند و در عرصه خدمت به زنها به امنه و خودکار خانمایی که در خانه ششتن کارمند هستن یک مقدار ماش برشان میتن در خانه هستن، ولی ای که نمیتونن کار بکنن در جامعه خود تبارز بتن کار بکنن، به او خاطر مایوس هستن. در مسیر درست روان نیست، در مسیری هست که خانمها در معرض غرق شدن است. گروگان گرفتن کار خانم‌ها را و مکاتب دختران را.
So let's get into that issue of girls and school. In almost all provinces, schools are shut for girls from grade 7 to 12. Around 850,000 teenage girls have missed out on formal education since the Taliban took over.
They took our chance for improving and also for educating, for following our lessons. We have no opportunity right now.
I left my goals. I cannot achieve that goal, so I'm out of motivation right now. I feel I miss something very important, especially the books, which are my best friends.
روی ما باز کنن با چی دلیل با کدام حق اینا مکتب ها رو برای ما بسته میکنن؟ یکی از آرزوهای هر دختر که فعلا ما در نظر بگیریم در افغانستان، بزرگترین آرزوشی است که مثلا دوباره اینا بتونن مکتب برن، درس بخونن و تحصیلشان ادامه بدن.
These girls are still managing to study a little in this private institute. Their tuition is paid for by a charity. They're learning web design and coding for 4 hours a week. It's no substitute for high school, but it's something.
اینکه این زمینه بر ما مساعد شده که بتونیم درس بخونیم در اینجا، ما واقعا احساس خوشحالی دارم و خیلی خرسند هستم از اینکه اگر مکتب نمیتونیم بریم، ولی یک رشته خیلی خوبی دیگر هم میتونیم که یاد بگیریم و توسط او بتونیم پیشرفت بکنیم. امروز طالبا گرفته، ولی که ما امید داریم میدانیم که یک روز خاتمه، شاید هم خاتمه این وضعیت، در این وضعیت نقطه پایان بده.
How has life changed for you since the Taliban came last year?
کلی افکار ما تغییر داد، کلی چیز تغییر داد. برای من این یاد داد که دنیا قدر وسیع است، باید افکار وسیع داشته باشیم. هر مشکل یا هر مشکلی که سر راه می، هر سنگی که سر پای می میه، در راه پیش پای می میه، اینا میتونه من استاد کنم، اینی مرا قوی کرد. و افغانستانی که کاملا از خرد تا کلانش کاملا با ثبات باشه، امید می است که یک روز افغانستان را بسازم که مردم آرزو داره، افغانستان را بسازم که مردم انتظارش داره.
Back in Kabul, we met Najmia. She's 21 and is applying to universities abroad. She spends her days drawing. All her friends left last year, and she wants to go too, to escape what she sees as the sudden lack of freedom and opportunity in her own country.
Well, I was used to go out with my friends alone without no guy, no one, my brother or my father. But now I can't. It's a big change for me. So my dream, my idea was to be someone to work and to show that no, Afghan girls are capable of doing a lot of things. They can take risks. They can do a lot of challenging things like other girls around the world. Like, they have talents. They have great abilities. They can help people. They can be independent. And I still have hope that maybe one day I will be able to do it.
It's impossible to generalize how all Afghan women feel right now. And we've heard a real mix from fear and disillusion to hope and defiance. In the end, it's a personal thing. So we asked the women and girls we spoke to what they want the world to know.
پیام ما برای همه جهانیان به خصوص زنایی است که باید همصدا با زنای افغان شود تا بتانه زنای افغان یک زندگی عاری از همه چیز داشته باشد.
هیچ وقت نیست که همه درها برای آدم بسته شود، همیشه یک دروازه باز است و کوشش کنین که در را پیدا بکنین.
پیام ما به تمام دختران افغانی هستند که هیچ وقت ناامید نشن، چون ناامیدی بزرگترین دشمن انسان هست.
و از زنا هم، از زنای افغان هم میخواهش دارم گناه مت خود از دست نتن، با یک اراده قوی به کار فعالیت خود ادامه بدن.
زن بودن نقطه ضعف ما نیست، بلکه نقطه قوت ماست. ما اهداف بسیار بزرگ داریم که هیچ چی نمیتونه مانع ما شود. ما آماده ایم که جهان را تسلیم رویهای من کنیم. ما خواسته ایم پس میشه. تشکر.
Watch our other episode out of Afghanistan, all about why the economy is in such a bad shape and how that's affecting people. We've linked it here.